Monday, August 31st, heading into September. The last several baseball seasons.
Forgettable.
By this time. We certainly weren't talking about our Detroit Tigers involved in a playoff drive.
No, we were kind of moving on the football season.
Definitely. However, this is 2020. Things are different this year.
Oh, yes.
And actually, last week we probably wouldn't be having this conversation, but thanks to the Tigers and a 5-game winning streak and defeating the Cleveland Indians in a series and the White Sox in a series, sweeping the Twins.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We find ourselves at 500. And with the expanded playoffs this year, folks, let's not forget about that. The playoff potential is there. 28 games left in this season. How crazy is that?
Very.
Isn't it?
Well, you're right. About 10 days ago, we were thinking this team was pretty much done after they lost 9 straight.
Yeah.
And they were going into Cleveland.
Which we had lost 20 straight times at that point?
Yes. Yeah. And there they go figure that they took 2 of 3. All right. An anomaly. Good for the Tigers.
Yay.
And then they took down the Cubs in 2 of 3 in that series.
Yeah.
First place Cubs, right? And they were first place at the time.
And still are.
And then they faced the Minnesota Twins, who were battling for first place, if I'm not mistaken, when they entered
the White Sox, Indians, and Twins were all tied heading into the weekend for first place. And
there you go. The Tigers sweep the Twins. Sweep the doubleheader on Saturday and then get the win on Sunday.
So here we are, 16-16, again with 28 games left, but we can talk about playoff possibilities again because eight teams are going to make the playoffs, and there's only 15 teams in the league. It's like half the league.
Are they, 2 games out of the final wild card spot? Is that what I saw somewhere?
Well, yeah, and, this is tough now because we can look at those games behind and such, but remember, Major League Baseball is using playoff percentages because they're believed that all teams may not play all games. And this time, for example, the Tigers and Cardinals, remember we lost those 4 games? Only 2 are on the schedule to be made up.
Yeah.
All 4 were supposed to be made up.
Only two
at this time because the previous makeup of a doubleheader was canceled.
Yeah.
The September 10th doubleheader still exists on the schedule. So maybe we're going to still come up 2 games short. Now, whether or not baseball will ever try and have all teams complete a season so everything can be evened at 60 games each, or whether they stick to the percentage, the winning percentage. There's still a few weeks left in the season, so we'll see. But, yeah, that's a key there.
But
right now we're sitting pretty. I mean, if you're looking, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that are ahead of our Tigers. Our Tigers right now, by that note of looking at games behind and such, are in 9th place.
Yeah.
Just 1 place out, and just a couple of games behind.
Wow.
And for our division, we get to face the Twins again, and the White Sox again, and the Indians again, some head-to-head. So, folks, it may be a strange, it is a strange baseball year.
It is.
And in a normal year at this time, you wouldn't be thinking Tigers in the playoffs. But what the heck? You take it while you can get it.
That's right. And, shortened season, you don't know what to do. You never know what's going to happen. The good thing for the Tigers, I think, is that they've got a lot of young players who don't know better.
Yes.
So then maybe they can just continue to play carefree. They don't have to worry about the pressure of reaching the playoffs and just see what happens. That's good. And I am enjoying watching these young players starting to blossom, like a Jamer Candelario. Finally, I think we're seeing
what we wanted.
Yes. And then while that's happening, we are getting Miguel Cabrera coming back slowly into form a bit here. What I think about 9 games ago, right, Charlie? He was under 200.
Batting 188.
And now what is he around, 245?
Somewhere around
nice
there.
Homer over the weekend, too.
Yeah, good homer over the weekend.
And you look, and he has, even though he had few hits, he had key hits because of 32 games played. He's got like 20 RBI. That's not bad to have 20 RBI in 32 games played, if you expand that out over a season. And some of the young pitchers, some are struggling, others are stepping up. Well, look, Casey Mize yesterday, which is what we've wanted. Tigers fans, we weren't expecting Casey to light the world on fire. This is what we wanted. Get these struggles out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Get these wild pitching performances like he had yesterday out of the way, where he may not have a control over a pitch, but he learns to control all that. But then you bring in this guy, Tyler Alexander.
Mm-hmm. And Tarek Skubal got his first Major League win on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good sign.
And there has been, in case you haven't noticed, listening fans, a shakeup in the bullpen. Jimenez is now not closing, but Soto is.
Right.
And he saved his second game yesterday. Mm-hmm. So.
And Joe Jimenez did get a huge strikeout in the sixth inning yesterday, or seventh inning yesterday.
Maybe he's not the ninth inning closer, but he could be your seventh or eighth inning pitcher.
Something
maybe he's
like
more
that.
Comfortable in that role.
It's
just so
it is crazy. I just, especially, like I said, 10 days ago, after they had lost nine straight, like, all right, well, this is kind of the Tiger team maybe many of us were expecting. And then they do this.
And
so, it's fun, though. Just, it's nice to see.
It is. Next Monday, we could be singing a whole different. We don't know. Because we don't really have any idea of the team.
A huge stretch here for the Tigers coming up as they take on the Brewers for a two-game series starting tomorrow. And then, a five-game series, right, against the Twins, I think, coming up.
Yeah, because you got the doubleheader on Friday.
And then they play the Twins on the Monday on Labor Day.
Saw a couple of spectacular center field catches. Back to back, one robbing a home run, and then the other one coming charging in and catching it on a leaping catch.
That's another thing too. I mean, some of the defensive where defense has been a problem the past several years. We were playing much better defense.
Sure,
you know, you can win games with defense, steal some runs or stop some runs at least.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy it, Tigers fans. If you haven't had a chance, please give us a listen as we're in our 53rd year of broadcasting Tigers baseball. And though it is strange, it is different. And for some, it's still so. I've talked to some people who are still, they're saying it doesn't feel like real baseball. Well, does anything feel real in 2020?
Nothing does.
You know,
right,
nothing.
Sorry. Just enjoy the ride.
And this is what it is. So this is what you get.
Yeah.
So, hey, we'll take advantage of it this year. Who knows what it might lead to until next year.
You know what I like the most at a time when there's all kinds of political strife and upheaval right now and dividing a lot of people? The Tigers always seem to bring people together. It doesn't matter. And I think that if there's something that we could really use in the state of Michigan right now, it would be a good Tigers ball club to kind of just make us excited for some baseball heading down the stretch.
Because the Detroit Lions will be starting in just a couple of weeks, and
And
who knows what the Lions are going to do. Hopefully the Lions bring us some excitement, too.
Let's hope.
At least one of these teams that are playing, because the Red Wings and Pistons won't be playing for a while.
And we don't have Michigan and Michigan State football, so.
This is what it is, Tigers. Yeah, you got to carry the load. Tigers baseball. Speaking of that, Tigers are off today. Too bad. When you're riding a five-game winning streak, you want to play. Tigers, September, playoff possibilities. Those words, the last several seasons, never in the same sentence were they used.